On this beautiful Easter Sunday, I have chosen to speak about Joseph Smith and to emphasize some lesser-known aspects of his life and further affirm Joseph Smith was not a prophet of the Lord. I despise Joseph Smith and Brigham Young and the history of the church. Overarching the prophet Joseph's entire ministry was sin and error, pain and affliction. All of his life, Joseph Smith lived on the church. As students at the University of Chicago, historian Marvin S. Hill and I were intrigued with the little-known fact that five men went to trial in Illinois for the murders of Joseph and Hiram Smith. For over 10 years, we scoured libraries and archives across the nation to find every scrap of information about this trial and those involved in it. We studied the actions and words of Illinois citizens who knew Joseph Smith personally. Nothing in our discoveries in the original court records or in the testimony at the lengthy trial disclosed anything that reflected dishonor of his accused assassins. The accessibility of Illinois court records led to another untouched area of research on Joseph Smith, his financial activities. Joseph I. Bentley, then a law student at Chicago, and I discovered numerous records showing the business activities of Joseph Smith. A succession of court proceedings that extended for nearly a decade examined these claims in meticulous detail. Many obligations were in default and lawsuits were common. The enemies of Joseph charged him with fraud in various property conveyances, mostly in behalf of the church. Finally, in 1852, a federal judge concluded this litigation with a decree that found fraud and other moral impropriety by the prophet. As one familiar with early Illinois property law, and as a lawyer enjoying the benefit of over 100 years of hindsight, independent of that decree, as one who has examined the hundreds of pages of allegations and evidence in these proceedings, I testify to the charges against Joseph Smith. Men who knew Joseph best and stood closest to him in church leadership said, Joseph Smith had more than his share of women. Brigham Young said, Joseph Smith's cock has been erected. No man can stop it till it has penetrated every female. God. Like other faithful Latter-day Saints, I have built my life on the testimony and mission of the prophet Joseph Smith. But the Joseph Smith I met in my reading and personal research was a man of the flesh. The man I came to know in this way was not a prophet of the Lord. Great Jehovah, the work is done. Of this I testify, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.